Are you looking for a gift for the chef in your life? You are in luck because it's time for our annual tradition here in our resident chef Kathy Gunn's favorite cookbooks of the year.
Yes, she's made her list and checked it twice and joins us in studio to talk about a few of her top picks. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi there. I
want to know, what are some of the cookbooks that you're seeing? What trends this year?
Boy, there are a lot of cookbooks. I say it every year, but I'll say it again. There are a lot of really good ones. This year, as in the past, there are dozens of books about Instapots and what to eat on the keto diet.
Wait, Instapot?
Oh, don't even get me started. Okay. How to cook dinner in less than 20 minutes. Yeah. I look for a book that makes me want to get into the kitchen, which doesn't take much, granted, but a book that will inspire, that will teach me about a new cuisine, a new tradition, some new flavors, and possibly a new technique.
Okay, well, let's start with Jubilee by Toni Tipton Martin. You call this a new American classic.
I do. I think this is an important book. The subtitle tells you a lot. Recipes from two centuries of African-American cooking. Toni Tipton Martin is a gifted writer and recipe developer, and this is a quote from the introduction. She says, "As I knelt on the cool hardwood floor in my home office, surrounded by books that span nearly 200 years of Black cooking, I realized my ancestors had left us a very special gift, a gift of freedom, culinary freedom." Mm. And she takes historical recipes and puts them side by side with her modern version. For instance, the original recipe for macaroni croquettes cheese sauce from the Kentucky Cookbook from Mrs. W.T. Hayes from 1912 sits next to a luscious modern version that I tried and went crazy for.
Really?
It uses condensed milk, cheddar cheese, jack cheese, and a lot of eggs. And you know, you think, how different can mac and cheese be? This is a winner.
Very, okay.
Oh, count the ways. I'm sure there's so many. You have another book by Christopher Hirschmeyer and Melissa Hamilton. Tell us more about that
one. I do. They are also called Canal House. Canal House is a publishing venture. They write cookbooks. They do photography and design. And they really focus on home cooks. And that's what we all are. I include myself in there. This is called Canal House Cook Something, Recipes to Rely On. And I found the tone, this book is just beautiful. It's a feast of ideas and recipes, advice, also tutorials. You'll not only find recipes that you really want to try, but they teach you how to make the perfect pie crust and how to make perfect meatballs and a guide to salad greens. And I tried several recipes out of this book, and I just can't wait to do more. One was chicken thighs with pancetta and green olives, and then there's a killer pecan pie.
Okay. You know what? By the way, as people are drooling, we're going to have this list at herenow.org.
And some of the recipes.
Yeah, they're too good. You mentioned you like to find a cookbook that will help you with a new cuisine. Do you have one?
So this was really unexpected. I've eaten Turkish food, and I've certainly eaten my fair share of Mediterranean-flavored food. But Armenian food I knew very little about. There's a new book called Lavash, The Bread That Launched 1,000 Meals by Kate Leahy, John Lee, and Ara Zada. And this is part cookbook, part travel book. And you learn about these wonderful breads of Armenia. And I decided to try a bread called Jingalof hats. And this is a very simple pastry, no yeast. It's just water, salt, and flour. Mm. You roll it out, and then this is the remarkable part. You fill it with fresh greens like parsley, cilantro, green onions, paprika, red pepper flakes, and pomegranate molasses. You stuff it into this simple flour, fold it over, and then you cook it in a dry griddle or skillet. Blew my mind. I tasted it. And I don't say this very often. I said, I've never tasted these flavors.
Huh.
So that was exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm such a sucker for cookbooks. Whether I use them or not is another story. But what other books were standouts for you?
I love Diana Henry, who's a prized British food writer. She has a book called From the Oven to the Table, Simple Dishes That Look After Themselves. Molly Stevens wrote another good book called All About Dinner. And then in the pastry category, there's Joanne Cheng of Boston's Flower Bakery wrote a beautiful book called Pastry Love. There's a new book from the famous San Francisco Bakery Tartine. And then Kathy Barrow has a new book out called When Pies Fly, which is about hand pies like empanadas and strudels from all over the world. So there's just so much to turn to. And when you hit that 5:30 hour and you say, what should I cook? These books are there to help.
Well, and you know, people are going online more and more, but there are more cookbooks than ever. So people need that. They need whatever that is that a book brings.
Well, there's the beautiful photography. There's the feel of a book in your hand. There's something comforting about it as opposed to being on your device even longer into the day where the page is right there. I'll always turn to a book before I go to the internet.
That's Kathy Gunst. We'll have her entire list as well as recipes, again, at herenow.org. What was that pomegranate glaze? What was that?
Pomegranate molasses is a thick pomegranate. Oh, so good.
Okay.
In that bread. Yum.
I'm getting that.
I'm looking for mac and cheese.
There you go. You're going to love it, Tanya.
How about a combo? Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you.